This week we have two Torah readings. The first one is called Acharei Mois, which means after the death of the children of Aaron, etc., that we learned in Parshas Shemini. And the second one is called Kedoshim. Kedoshim means to be holy. Now, regarding the second reading, when the Torah says you should be holy, we have to ask ourselves, what does it mean to be holy? The translation, the meaning of the word holiness in Judaism is to be separated. Something holy is means something that does not get mixed with other things. That's what holiness means. So the Torah says, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy. Even though the Torah is talking to the Jewish people, but the idea of holiness, of being separated from worldly, from mundane things, applies to all human beings. So the Torah says, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy. Now, there's a problem with this holiness separation idea, because it is known that one of the ideas that our sages mentioned, why did God create the world, is because he wanted a dwelling place in this worldly world, in this mundane world. He wants us to make this world his dwelling place. Now, how do you deal with the world? You have to be involved in the world. If you tell me that I have to be holy, that means separated from worldly matters, from mundane things, from this world, and you tell me go be holy, so I have to go to the mountains or something like that, and separate from the world. But that doesn't allow me to change the world, to influence the world, to be a holy place. So we have a problem here. On one hand, you tell me be holy. On the other hand, you tell me be within the world. What do you mean? Separated from the world. Holiness. No. You have to be inside the world. Change the world. Bring me, says God. Bring me down into the world. So what should I do? And the answer is like this. The simple way of understanding it is, okay, you have to be separated from mundane matters, and yeah, just be connected to holy things, to Judaism and to godliness and so on. But still, that doesn't really answer the question. Why? Because by being just, so to speak, connected to above and forget about worldly matters and mundane matters, just eat whatever you need and do whatever you have to do and so on. So I'm not a mundane person, just like an animal. No, I'm not that. I'm a human being. I learn Torah and I learn about godliness and I feel godliness and so on. And I'm separated from mundane matters. So you have no capacity of making those mundane matters holy. You just separate from them. So that really doesn't answer the question. The true answer to this question is, you have to make even the mundane things holy. A dwelling place for God in this lowly world means that even in the lowest of the lowest, you have to reveal that it really has holiness inside of it. So in other words, Kedoshim to you, to be holy, doesn't mean to be separated from everything. It means to reveal the holiness that God injected, so to speak, in every single place of the earth. And this is, even though it's a difficult job, work to do within ourselves and in the world and so on, but the idea is quite simple. When you realize that God creates the world in every single second, and that God creates the world with his words, and his words are invested in inside the creation and inside every single part of the creation, that means that when you look around you, what you're seeing is godliness. You have to learn and train yourself to find the godliness within every single situation in your life. When you do that, automatically, the world around you becomes a holy world. Yeah. Even the mundane things, eating and drinking and sleeping and so on, become holy activities. That you reveal holiness within every single thing. Not because you get separated from everything. You don't sleep and you don't eat. What do you mean? God created me with the need to eat, with the need to sleep and so on. So how do I make those things holy? When I think about God while doing those things, when I do those activities in order to serve God, when I reveal the godliness of those activities, that means that I'm holy. And that I make the world around me, even the mundane things, holy also. A person might ask, how can I have the strength to do it? to do this. So two basic ideas. Idea number one, our sages say that when a person has the attitude of becoming holy, even a small attitude, God will help you to really become holy, so to speak. In other words, in the words of our sages, if you open to me a hole like the eye of a needle, I will open for you a hole like the door of the temple in the Beis Hamikdash, and the holy temple in Jerusalem was a huge wall, a huge door, and so on. So you just do your part. Even though it's a very small part, God will help you to do the rest. And the second answer, the second idea behind this is a little bit deeper. The Torah says, Kedeshim tiyu, v'skadishtem v'sen kedeshim. At the end of this reading, you should be holy. And at the end of the reading, that's how it starts. And at the end it says, and you will be holy. What does that mean? That if you do your part, God will do his part, and you will indeed be holy. It's not just that he will help you and so on. You will indeed become a holy person.